It's mid-afternoon, shortly after the close of our last episode. In one part of the city, a little boy plays happily in the park. There are lots of parks in the city, but this park is special because it's his. And the little boy has found wonderful, wonderful things here. For example, dogs on leashes. Nice dogs that never bite or bark too loudly. And ducks in the duck pond. And worms, sometimes, when his mother doesn't catch him looking for them in the dirt. Of course, the most wonderful wonder of all is the dirt. This little boy is an authority on it. He knows you can find dirt most anywhere if you dig deep enough. You'll find it under the roots of the grass, around the rocks that grow in the grass. Well, most anywhere if you look hard enough. When the dirt is dry, it makes a fine black snowstorm. And when it's wet, you can make mud pies and mud cakes beyond compare. But when you get too much of it on you...
Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy.
Mommy.
Yes, darling, I see you. Jimmy, did you
have... Jimmy, love you, Mommy.
Now, hold still. Let me wipe some of the mud off.
Jimmy, love you, Mommy.
Yes, darling. Mommy, love you, but please hold still while Mommy gets some of the dirt off you. Does that tickle? Oh, you love.
Big squeeze.
That was a big squeeze. Oh, Jimmy, why don't you stay clean?
Hello, Helen. Having man trouble?
Oh, well, Della.
Della.
Jimmy, you stay right here and play. Oh, Della, I'm so glad to see you.
Well, to quote a friend of mine, I don't have to ask you how you are. And Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy, what have you been
doing? I love you.
Oh, I love you too, darling.
Well, Della, he's covered with dirt.
Oh, that's all right. I don't care.
Isn't anyone going to say hello to me?
Mr. Mason.
Hello, Helen. You're looking wonderful. And so is Jimmy.
You can't see him through the dirt.
Well, he's a little boy, Helen.
Now you sound like Jake. Honestly, I get him all cleaned up and ready for Jake to come home, but if there's one square inch of dirt within a mile of him... Jimmy, don't eat that. It's dirty.
Dirty.
Oh, and he's the biggest tease in the world. You want to see me, Mr. Mason?
Yes, Helen, but take your time. It's all right.
Jimmy, you play right here with that nice toy Daddy got you yesterday. Ah, that's a good boy. Do you mind sitting here on the bench where I can watch him?
No, not at all.
He'll play with that nice toy for about 30 seconds. Oh, look at him. He is playing with it.
He does look wonderful, Helen. So do you. We stood by the tree and watched.
It makes me feel almost guilty after what happened 2 years ago. I don't have to tell you how grateful I am. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't have Jake or Jimmy.
Well, Helen, now I need your help.
The Gordy Webber murder case? Ed Beekman's under arrest.
That's right.
What is it, Mr. Mason?
Well, I don't want to approach Jake directly.
Oh?
Well, I'm keeping a witness undercover.
Now, wait a minute. Before you tell me anything else...
Well, I'm not sure I will tell you anything else.
Can I ask a couple of questions?
Once a newspaper woman.
Always a newspaper woman. Jimmy, go the other way. The other way.
Oh. You have a question?
Uh-huh. My husband's paper quoted you as saying Ed Beekman is innocent.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, all I know is what I read in the paper.
Helen?
Well, that is all I know.
Helen?
Well, sometimes at night before we go to sleep, Jake... does talk. But, of course, he doesn't tell secrets. Exactly. Not unless I make him.
You know Ed Beekman is innocent?
Yeah, I know that.
You know his daughter Kate was in Gordon Webber's place the night Webber was killed?
Yes. Jake told me.
Kate Beekman is innocent, Helen.
Well, sure. Jake said you said she is.
But the district attorney is conducting an undercover investigation.
Of Ed Beekman's
daughter?
Maybe,
we're not sure. But here's the setup. If the DA is investigating Kate Beekman, he's wasting time.
He should be looking for the real killer.
Mm-hmm. So, I... Well, look at this. Bringing me a mud pie.
Uncle Perry, Uncle Perry.
Now, don't touch Uncle Perry, Jimmy. Your hands are covered with mud.
Oh, Helen. Hey, look, Jimmy.
Oh, that beautiful tweed suit.
Never mind that. Hey, listen, Jimmy.
Huh?
Jimmy.
Say yes, Uncle Perry.
Will do. Look, Jimmy, I got some peanuts with me.
Oh, Mr. Mason.
The peanuts are not for you, Jimmy. They're for the squirrels.
Squirrels?
Yeah, squirrels. Now, I see a squirrel who's very hungry.
Hungry?
Yeah. That one there by the tree there, see him?
Squirrel.
Yeah, see? He's watching you, shaking his tail. That means he's hungry.
Hungry.
Yeah. Now, would you give him this peanut, please?
Peanut?
You put it down on the ground in front of him,
what?
All right?
Ground.
Put it down on the ground, Jimmy.
Put it down ground.
What is it, Mr. Mason?
Well, since Kate Beekman was in Weber's apartment, and if the DA knows that she was there, he will waste valuable time investigating her.
He'll try to find a motive. Can he?
Well, you look hard enough, you might think you have found almost anything. Put it down on the ground, Jimmy.
So?
That's right. So, Apt is on the hook. He said that he was certain Ed Beekman killed Weber.
I read the papers.
But he hasn't followed up. He hasn't tried to get an indictment from the grand jury.
You've got the answer. The DA's interested in Kate.
Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody put a bug in the ear of a very smart newspaper man...
Meaning Jake.
The smart newspaper man would begin to wonder why Apt hasn't followed up on Ed. And if the smart newspaper man spread the word, other newspaper men would begin to ask the same question.
Which would force Mr. Apt out into the open. You want to protect Kate Beekman.
And there's no risk for Jake, Helen.
Yeah, but you want to protect Kate Beekman.
Yes. You see, Jimmy?
Helen's never taken her eyes off him, Chief. I see you, Mr. Mason. Why?
Well, some kids grow up like Jimmy. They stay just as nice and just as sweet as they were when they were kids.
Kate Beekman is like that, Helen. Well, then how could anybody find a motive for her? Jimmy was covered with mud a few minutes ago. If you didn't know him and me, you might think he was a filthy brat. You wouldn't understand how he got dirty. Yeah, I see what you mean, Mr. Mason. I'll speak to Jake. I'll speak to him tonight.
Tony Fascina leaves the chapel where last services were held for Gordy Weber. Now Tony lifts the veil covering her face, starts to hail a cab.
Taxi! Taxi!
Mr. Fascina.
What?
Oh, you're the cop, Lieutenant Halverson.
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me, Lieutenant.
Excuse me, Miss Fascina.
Yes?
I realize this is a most unhappy time for you, and I wouldn't ask it if it weren't necessary.
I understand, Lieutenant. You have your duty to perform.
That's the way it is, Miss Fascina.
I understand, Lieutenant, and I'm sorry I can't talk to you now.
Why can't you?
Lieutenant, when you and I talked, when you asked me about Kate Beekman...
I remember.
Of course. You wrote everything I said in your notebook. I didn't tell you the whole truth, Lieutenant.
What's that mean?
I didn't tell you the whole truth about Kate Beekman. I told you some things.
Yes?
I told you enough to make you understand Kate Beekman isn't the pure, sweet child she pretends to be. But I didn't tell you all of it. Kate Beekman killed Gordon Weber.
That is a serious accusation.
I know. I wouldn't say she killed him if I weren't positive, Lieutenant. I wouldn't say it if I weren't afraid she'd do the same thing over again. Gordy's gone. Kate Beekman can't hurt him anymore. But I just have to be certain she doesn't kill somebody else like she killed Gordy. Now, excuse me, Lieutenant. I'm going to go to see the district attorney.
Won't you go with me, Miss Fascina? The district attorney is waiting to see you.
Oh?
He wants to see you about Kate Beekman. This way, Miss Fascina. My car is just down the block.
Kate Beekman is as innocent of Gordon Weber's murder as that little child playing in the park. But as you also know, Tony Fascina has been made to believe certain things about Kate. Tony believes what she's about to tell the district attorney. You'll join us tomorrow, won't you?